Call for an estimate. Ask for John Cato at 202-8760. That's 202-8760. J&S Professional Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. We are looking to increase our sales force at our office. We are looking for new people, whether you have a real estate license or not. We have a modern office in East Chase, convenient to everything. If you already have an active license or an inactive license, come see me and let's see what the possibilities are for you. We train you how to sell, list, or manage real estate and give you plenty of opportunities to meet potential buyers. Marketing, contract writing, negotiations are just some of the topics we cover in our training. Intensive one-on-one or group training will help you achieve what you want to achieve. An active broker and helpful staff will help you on a daily basis, as well as a structured training and education schedule. I'm looking to grow, but I need your help. Come grow with us at the Goodson Group. Call me at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net.
Ever wish the world was more rewarding? Maybe a little less,
hey, move it, I lose it, buddy.
And a little more,
your wish is my command.
We do too. And while we can't change the world, we can change the way you get rewarded. At Wind Creek Casino and Hotel, you can earn great rewards like free play, free hotel stays, even free trips to Aruba just by playing your favorite games. Wind Creek Rewards, the games you love and the rewards you want. Sign up today at your favorite Wind Creek Casino and find your winning moment.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Phillip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. We want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our pepper tree shops. That's right. We have moved, and we are in pepper tree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January, and it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us at our new home at pepper tree shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6:30, Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
It's January 19th, the greatest day ever. On the 19th of January, 1993, production begins on the groundbreaking animated film Toy Story. The first task was to create memorable characters, and the team at Pixar delivered by giving moviegoers everywhere a Woody and a Buzz.
To infinity and beyond!
Have a great January 19th, the greatest day ever.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Debbie Hanley. Still negotiating, trying to keep the government open. Democrats want a DACA fix included. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham believes the deal is close.
Negotiations are complicated. These are emotional issues. But I think we're inside the 10-yard line, and we can't get there without the president. And I hope he gets us into the end zone.
Lawmakers have till midnight to avert a government shutdown. The Las Vegas sheriff released a preliminary report about the October shooting where 58 people were killed. Sheriff Joseph Lombardo said gunman Stephen Paddock's motive is still unknown.
You will see in the report Paddock's disturbing search history from his computers to include extensive search history of ballistics and SWAT tactics.
Child porn was also found. No criminal charges were filed against Paddock's girlfriend. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Attention, people of America. If the United States Congress can't agree on a budget by Friday at midnight, the U.S. federal government will shut down all non-essential services. A shutdown of non-essential services, of course, will mean the following. At the White House, Lucinda will not fluff the pillows in the Lincoln bedroom. At Yosemite National Park, Alfonso will stop playing smooth jazz to soothe the bear population. And in Hallway 9A of Wing Extension 10, N14D of the Pentagon, Joe will not rotate the urinal cakes in the second floor men's room. However, if the United States Congress does agree on a budget by Friday night at midnight, all of this unnecessary horse crap will continue unabated at the cost of mere millions to U.S. taxpayers. This has been a message from the Department of Stuff I Wish I Didn't Know.
Welcome to Friday News Talk 93.1 FM WACB, the Friday Happy Hour. Our special guests, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Peyton Jolly filling in for Joey. We hope he's feeling better. Everybody, you know, radio stations are like daycare places. Somebody comes in with something and it gets around. And Joey was really having a rough. This whole week has been the weirdest week.
It has, because, well, you know, you had MLK and then, you know, you had this ice and snow, and it just feels like nobody's really got anything done.
The week that seems like you accomplish nothing. In fact, I have a song in here. It's the lamest week of the year, the week between Christmas and New Year's. I remember being very frustrated because I was working for a production company, and you couldn't get anything done in that week. And it's still like that, you know. Half the people are on vacation. Nobody wants to make any decisions. The decision makers are usually the ones that are off, and so on. So that was just a couple of weeks ago that we had this week. So then we have this week starting off with a holiday again. And then in comes, you know, the blizzard of 2018. And
at least it was real snow this time. I mean, you know, it wasn't just like ice. And, you know, it was like a good snow.
It was, but dangerous. I don't think I've ever... I grew up and learned how to drive in Chicago, so I know what it's like to drive in snow. Far worse than what we had here. What's scary is when you have, like, Tuesday morning coming in, it was amazing to see that 3 inches had fallen. But driving in, I knew it was going to be okay as long as I stayed slow because I was just driving over snow. By 9 o'clock, when I went home, and I've been out in the back checking traffic to see if there was anybody on 85, there were vehicles moving slowly, so I thought, well, that's pretty wide. I'll take my chances there. And it was like pulling onto a mirror. Mm-hmm. It was just packed ice. And some stupid lab... I had a road rage episode on Baron Coleman's show. I went absolutely berserk. Climbing up my butt like bad underwear, you know, on an ice-packed road. I'm thinking, some lab truck. So you got a urine sample emergency you got to get to or something that you're willing to risk my life, your truck, your life, you know, to drive like this? That's the scary part, because so many people don't know how to behave. And we still, I would imagine, there are roads in the country that are lined with trees that still may not be completely melted off.
Downtown, under the overpass, is still ice.
And that's just going to take... Well, today, though, was amazing. I got up from my little late morning nap, went outside, and it was like being in Florida. It was 40-something, but it felt so warm compared to... Because we had the cold that went with it, and the snow was powdery. We have Chucky on the line. Chucky, good afternoon. Welcome to Happy.
Hey, good afternoon. Hey, look, I just want to say something about what was said a while ago about the drugs and all this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always two sides to the story. I own a business, and I'm very fortunate. I do work for the Fortune 500 company.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking like the Southern Company, Georgia Power, Gulf Power, Alabama Power.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, and this is something that employers don't like to talk about much, but about 95% of the people that come in and apply for a job can't pass a drug screen test. I'm serious.
I believe you. What's the... Hold it. Question.
And then they'll say, well, if you give me 2 or 3 days, I can pass.
Chucky.
Yeah.
Let's have a conversation, okay?
I'm sorry.
I'm asking you a question. What is the drug that comes up in these screenings that prevents you from hiring them? I'm just curious.
95% of the time is normally marijuana.
Pot, okay.
Okay, pot. And see what happens. I work for the power companies, and if one of my guys, if something happens, they get tested, I've lost the contract.
Well, and I think it's different, you know, when people in your line of work or construction or steel erection or, you know, things like that where pot can actually affect your safety. You know, somebody falls off a roof and they're high, well, you know, that's kind of different than, you know, Greg who's just hanging out here in the radio studio. So, I mean, I would agree with you that that's kind of a different scenario.
So you have difficulty finding somebody that can qualify for a job but pass the drug screening, if I understand correct, right, Chuck? 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 I don't know what happened there. I think his phone dropped. Chuck, call us back if you still have more to say, because you're welcome. We weren't disagreeing. I just wanted to ask that one question about what it was that was preventing people from being, see if that's him, preventing them from being hireable. Because we hear so much about the opioid crisis and stuff. And what do they screen for in a drug test that can...
There's a variety of different types of drug tests, so it depends on what's ordered. You can do anything from like a simple specific drug that you're looking for, like if you just want marijuana, or you just want cocaine, you just want heroin, whatever you're looking for. You can do a urine analysis, which is just going to be your urine. You can do hair follicle. You can do a 10 panel. You can do a 15 panel. You can ask for a 10 or 15 panel with a masking agent. So if any of the listeners out there are in fact smoking marijuana, that is currently legal in the state of Alabama, and you try to mask it by buying one of those online masking agents, they can test for that to see if you use something. Yes. People try to get tricky.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Chuck, I don't know what happened there. We certainly didn't cut you off.
I hit it by mistakes while happening, Greg. But, yeah, I mean, I understand both sides, but my problem is that I pay up to $28 an hour, and these people are qualified, but they can't pass a drug screen test. And it's common out there, and employers don't like to talk about it because it's sort of like something unspoken. And the sad thing is that this country's got to come full circle and do something one way or another. And I know it's kind of hard to realize that if someone's smoking dope, they don't need to be working on a job.
Well, certainly not a job if you're dealing with things like electricity and so forth. The pro-pot lobby makes statements like, well, it's not a gateway drug. I disagree with that. I've been to thousands of those special meetings that those of us who end up with problems attend, and pot has been identified as somebody's first drug in many instances, and eventually they wanted something that delivered more. To me, the number one gateway drug, what do you think it is? It's alcohol. That's the number one gateway drug, in my opinion.
I would believe that, yeah. I agree with you about marijuana being a gateway drug also.
But protect your business. You can't put people in a position where they can, you know, destroy your company because they were impaired while providing a service to a customer.
And that's one reason why you have to constantly check these people over and over again, just like even before you go to a job, you have to check them.
We appreciate your call and your input on it. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Greg. Y'all have a nice day. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
That's why we always, when we talk about our friends at Clark's, a sponsor of Happy Hour, they thoroughly background check the people they hire. First of all, they look for the most talented people, like this gentleman just described. I'm not sure what business line he's in, but I know Clark's goes out there and they look for the best HVAC technicians they can find, best plumbers too. Then they are agreed to be thoroughly background checked and vetted. And then they're drug tested on an ongoing basis because Clark's doesn't want to have any doubts or questions about who they're sending into people's homes. People with drug habits know, as I learn, they're expensive. And sometimes people find themselves in the path of temptation. So Clark's is diligent about that, and that's just you want to work for a great company and make good money and meet nice people. those are the rules, and I have no problem with that whatsoever. And by the way, their number is 277-2125. I urge you to get a Clark's Club membership, get your system checked out, and make sure that the next time Rich Thomas sends the North Pole to Montgomery, Alabama, you're ready for whatever it happens to deliver. Speaking of Rich, we've got weather, a look at the roads, Skipper's News, and then we'll be back with Dana Dell, Jacqueline Tomlinson on Happy Hour today. It's 416.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are headed into a January thaw for a few days, and that means some milder temperatures, and that will get a lot of people smiling again. Tonight, though, it looks like another freeze, probably the last freeze for a while. Clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 30. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, a little warmer. We'll be at least in the upper 50s, probably around 60 before all is said and done. Then on Sunday, the warming trend continues, high in the middle 60s and sunshine. Then showers and thunderstorms back with us on Monday. Boy, we need the rain. High around 64. Back to dry weather on Tuesday. Our free weather app keeps you on top of weather changes before they happen all the time. Go to the App Store, get it on your phone today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Spare yourself the backache of preparing your lawn and yard for the winter. J&S Professional Lawn Service will groom the outside of your home with precision perfection. Call John Cato for an estimate at 202-8760. That's 272-8760. J&S, a cut above the rest, and they're my team.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. The flu has claimed the life of a Pike Road Elementary School student. Superintendent Charles Ledbetter said the third grader died this past Tuesday night. Pike Road will be offering grief counseling for students and teachers, and they've asked prayers for the little girl's family. Update on Zelda Road Taco Bell fire. Investigators believe the fire began in the northwest corner of the structure in a room holding electrical distribution equipment. The exact cause yet to be determined. On social media, a group upset about the loss of the store have planned a candlelight vigil for the Taco Bell. And three robberies from Montgomery crime mapping. One of a person in the 3600 block of Richard Street, a business robbery in the 2200 block of East South Boulevard, and also a business robbery in the 4600 block of Mobile Highway. All three robberies, guns were used. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, showing an accident just popped up on 85 northbound. That would be just as you pass Ann Street coming toward Perry Hill Road. It's already got traffic backed up a little bit there, so be careful if you're headed through that way. Otherwise, rest of your major roadways are all clear. 65 is the speed limit ride, nothing on the boulevard. Atlanta Highway, all those roadways are clear. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop at the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A hometown tradition, Southern cooking and barbecue. The best sweet tea in the land, countries welcomes you. So are you hungry? Are you hungry?
Hi, I'm Mark from Country's Barbecue, and you might be a Country's Barbecue fan if you've ever heard or used the word, did you know? We use it all the time. Did you know all of our sauces, Sweet Heat and Alabama White sauces, are homemade? Did you know 200 fresh-squeezed lemons are hand-squeezed every day to make our lemonade and, of course, our lemon meringue pie? Did you know we smoke Boston butts over real hickory wood for hours on an open pit? Did you know every one of our pies are made from the freshest ingredients? Did you know we win best tea, period? Did you know everything we do, we work extra hard to make it extra good for you? Now you know it. Come on in and enjoy it.
Country's Barbecue.
Your business depends on your computer systems. They go down, you're dead. Viruses, backups, ransomware, failures. You may not know how it works, and you don't need to. Bachelor Technology does. We're a team of engineers who will keep your network monitored safe, running fast, and backed up. We worry about your network so you don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Bachelor Technologies. Go to WeAreBT.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
So, Rodney, they tell me you're a fancy X-ray technician now.
That's right.
Good. I want you to look inside my walls and make sure my wiring is safe.
What?
Wouldn't it be nice if someone really could look inside your walls? Well, now somebody can. Crosby Electric is your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. And that's important to you because each year over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem.
Look here, Rodney. What do you see?
A wall?
What kind of X-ray technician are you?
Using special high-tech equipment, Crosby Electric will check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to pinpoint potential problems and make sure you're safe.
Grandma, I just X-ray people.
People? Are you looking at my bloomers?
No, Grandma, I would never...
Why, you little whippersnapper.
To really know if your wiring is safe, visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
So no one told me winter's gonna be this way. My runny nose, I blow, I've been coughing all day. My temp's 102, 'cause I'm sick with the flu.
Finally made it to British TV, and the Brits were horrified at all the politically incorrect humor in the show. That was one of the stories we covered early in the week. Here it is, Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM. We love it when Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson get to stop by and visit with us. Dana's... I just happened to have a copy of the current Boom magazine with my Reeling in the Years column. And I'm kind of close
to... What you don't see is the 10 copies that he's got also, just to hand out.
You never know when somebody's going to say, you got a copy. I hope you'll take that and read it. I'd rather get a compliment on my writing than anything else I do.
Well,
I'm not bad.
I haven't read it yet, but I have seen a picture.
I enjoyed the article that you wrote about the hurricane and your daughter in that picture.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was tugging on the heartstrings a little bit.
Yeah, where she was, she slept through the most violent part of Andrew with her arm tucked around Barney the dinosaur plushie. And she's getting married, and Rich does the countdown every morning. He's calling it the Trail of Tears. So today is the 19th. There's 12 days, 40 with February, 71 with March, 78 days. And I'm working on a column for that magazine called I Will Not Cry, I Will Not Cry, I Will Not Cry.
You totally will.
She's been telling me that since she was six. She's always known what a mushbag her dad is. And she says, Dad, when I get married, everybody's going to have to wear galoshes because you're going to create a lake.
And she's probably right.
I'm going to surprise everybody. You watch. Here's Dan on the phone. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Barry?
Pretty good. How are you?
All right. I just had a thing about the smoking marijuana.
Yeah.
I understand not smoking on the job and the safety and all that, but what about the people that smoke at the end of the day, after the job, and they're relaxing and everything else? They still can't pass the drug test, but... You know, they don't necessarily smoke on the job. I know several people who do this.
Well, I used to be a regular smoker years ago. And it was the only drug I was ever able to stop cold turkey and not miss because I hated the way it made me feel so inert. You know, I could get these great ideas, and I couldn't get out of my chair to walk 3 feet to my typewriter to start working on them, you know?
Typewriter? Whoa.
Pardon me for
Flashback
making...
Flashback Friday.
Anybody want some Metamucil?
Yeah, well, and I think that's where, you know...
It was an IBM Selectric, Dana. It was state-of-the-art. $600 in 1975, that was a lot of money.
Hey, I think $600 is a lot of money now. But yeah, to your point, I think that that's where, you know, scientists come in. Like, give us a way to gauge how high you are. I mean, surely, out of all the smart people in this country, we can figure out some way to do that.
Since we know that both of you are so young and you came from Florida, you know, when I moved to Florida, the legal limit for alcohol was 0.16.
Dang.
It was double what it currently is. And, you know, they've passed all these laws and they've lowered the level, the threshold for being impaired, and it hasn't stopped drunk driving, has it?
Nope.
It's an interesting point. I don't know, and thank you for the call, Dan. I don't know how you quantify that, though, with pot, how you determine what's a THC level that's going to be considered impairing.
But you had to do it with alcohol at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, people probably said that, like, how do you tell how drunk somebody is? I mean, people probably said that about alcohol at some point. So, but it's coming. I mean, it's got to. If the current trend continues and people legalize it, you know, we have to have a way of telling just how impaired someone is, you know.
Take you back to 1988. That was the century before this one. Again, because I am so old.
It's the year I was born.
I was a young and up-and-coming broadcaster at that time. No, there was the big story in South Florida. There was a woman, and I remember her name, Elvi Muzica. M-U-Z. You could probably find it on Google. The story's probably still there. She was the only person in the entire state who was legally prescribed pot, yet they kept arresting her. She had it for glaucoma. We had her as a guest at the radio station. She brought her, it was just like something you get from Adam's Drugs, you know, brown, the pharmacy-colored cylinder with the cap. And inside were the most perfectly rolled cigarettes you'd ever seen in your life. They were government-issued pot sticks.
Pot sticks.
Pot
I think they call those joints, but I could be wrong.
I don't know what the modern term is. But, and it was weird to see that, and weird to see a prescription label that said, you know, I don't even think it said marijuana, it said something else, cannabis, on the label.
Well, you know, a lot of kids,
I don't know what the copay on that was
either. A lot of kids and, like, seizure patients use the cannabis oil, and I have, but my cousin, she's not in Alabama, so she's severely autistic.
Mm.
And they have found in the last, like, year, they have found, well, they're gummies, but...
I've heard about
those. She's 20, she's very low functioning, but she's 22 or 23 at this point.
Mm.
And they have found that is, I mean, you know, she takes Prozac and but they found that that's the most effective treatment so far to keep her calm. So, I mean, it's hard to...
I've heard about the gummies.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's hard to tell people like that, like, you know, you're breaking the law and you can't have that. When it so improves, you know, some patient's quality of life.
Well, that's the thing, and that's why I was willing to help somebody I knew who was in terrible chronic pain. And a physician said, really, the only thing I can't, you know, there's all kinds of crap I can prescribe, but probably the best thing for you right now would be THC. Why doctors don't have that option in this state, I find that a little bit baffling.
We're sitting here talking about this, and I'm just reflecting. We do know what we're talking about. You know, like, we're sitting here like, oh, we're... Well, I am. Jacqueline hasn't piped up on the pot thing, but even though I'm a little more liberal on the pot thing, And I was born
just
in 88.
Just the pod thing.
And I was born in 88. We really do know what we're talking about when it comes to family law.
Well, let me say this. With regards to family law, whether you smoke pot in Colorado or you smoke pot in Alabama, if you don't pass the piss test in Alabama, it's going to affect possibly the outcome of your child custody case. So the whole like...
Can they request that in a divorce situation?
Absolutely.
You know, depending on the judge is kind of how hard it is to get them to order one. Like, some judges don't mind it at all and will automatically, you know, order a drug test. No problem.
And that's in a situation where there's a question on custody or the wife or...
Well, it depends. Like, what Dana's kind of touching on is... a lot of people abuse it because it is an option. So, you know, every single case, all of a sudden it's, well, they smoke marijuana recreationally, I want a drug test. And so a lot of judges are going to be like, no. Some judges will order it and make you pay for it. And they're not cheap. They are very expensive. But that's one of the things that we run into when Colorado legalized, you know, and other states have legalized, you know, marijuana recreationally is... If you go to another state and you smoke marijuana and you come here and you take a hair follicle test and it shows up that you smoked marijuana, they don't care if you produce your round trip ticket to Washington, D.C. or to Colorado. Like, it could potentially affect your custody case.
Tell everybody about the hair follicle test. I've never had that one done, but I understand that if you've done anything... within the last 90 days, it'll turn up in the hair. Is
that
true?
Your analysis is more of an immediate, like if you've done it,
like
you know,
72 hours ish. 72 hours.
Well, it takes into account more immediate use. Like even the last 30 days, like if you pee like pot, like you'll pee positive.
Yeah, I heard that if you have a joint 2 weeks ago, it'll still turn up.
But it's more occasional use. Hair follicle actually is more for like long term use.
Well, and everybody's metabolic rate is different. So, you know, let's say hypothetically speaking, Dana and I both partake in the same illicit drug. My body may metabolize it very different than Dana, so my levels may be very different. It may show up in me and not in Dana or vice versa. Like, it just depends. And so that's why what they do is you go to drug test services, usually on St. Luke's Drive, and they take about a dime size amount of your hair. I mean, they cut your hair all the way down to the follicle.
Oh.
And they test it. And so that whole, like, let me just say this. Just don't. Don't mask it. Don't try to cut your hair because they're gonna get a hair sample now. Wherever they get it from, like they're gonna get a hair follicle test.
Yeah, so. Well, and you know, just as a general matter, urinalysis is unfortunately easier to beat than a hair follicle. Like they have shampoos and things like that, but they're really ineffective when compared to. You know, urinalysis, you go to like, you know, onlinehippie.com and buy it.
Really?
I don't know if that's real. Is that real?
It's a hippie, it's like literally like hippie something because I saw it. I happened to also, just as a point, don't put it on your credit card because it shows up as like hippiesomething.com. And like, what do you think that $39.99 is when, you know, you can go online and buy this gallon jug of masking for $39.99.
I had a job I loved in the late 90s in West Palm Beach, and it was a long drive from home, and I was doing a show on a talk station that ended at 3 a.m., and I had agreed to do the 6 a.m. morning show. I overslept. After the show, I went to a drug testing location and had myself tested so I could show my boss. This had nothing to do with any illegal drugs or alcohol. And he was very impressed that I went to the trouble to do that, that it was just, you know, I should have had a louder alarm clock or whatever, but at least it wasn't caused by that. Let's talk to Cooter. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Speaking of marijuana, I've never used it. I'm 65 years old. I've never used it. But I now have chronic pain that I have to take opiates for every day, several doses every day. And I've been told that this is a kind of pain that could be helped by using marijuana. And I would love to try it, but I will not do it while I'm here in Alabama. I would love to move to California somewhere where I could. But she was talking about beating the urine test. When I was in the military and they wanted to test you, your name would come up, you would get a call, and you had like 30 minutes to report for testing. There was no time to do anything. And they had somebody that watched you, eyes on everything. There was no way that you were going to get something other than your own urine into the cup. I mean,
I had to go through a period of probation, man, and they send somebody in with you to make sure you're not sneaking a bag of somebody else's tinkle in there.
They watch everything.
Well, that's kind of the tough part about sometimes about family law is, you know, we file a motion for a drug test, and it may not get ruled on for a week or two or a month, and it gives people time to study, and that
sucks.
Right.
Yep. Hey, on the alcohol level, Greg, mm-hmm. you know, they brought it from, like you said, 0.16 down to 0.08. Now there's a new study saying they should bring it down to 0.05. They're pushing hard for that now.
Well, you know, the bar lobby is going to fight back hard on that because that's basically one drink an hour, and you know, that's going to put a lot of people out of business. Not that I'm advocating, you know, drunk driving in any way, shape, or form.
No, I know. I know you don't drink at all anymore. But people that just have the occasional drink and never even get drunk, you know, this is going to hurt a lot of people if they do that.
Hey, there's some people that don't drink that are impaired in other ways that we can't discuss. Hey, appreciate your call. And
right,
Leslie,
later.
I'm sorry that we didn't get your call, but feel free to call us back and we'll put you on as quickly as we can. It is 4:38. We have traffic and weather together. Fox Business coming up. And Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are in the house. I've got a couple of other questions I'd like to explore with you, including pornography.
Oh, goodness.
Super.
I think it's something especially in the context and the expertise that you have in family law. This is something I'd like to get some feedback on.
All right.
Not that I have any personal interest in it. It's just, I think, a question that I'm sure you guys can give us some interesting insight on.
We'll try.
4:38 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Another great sponsor. You know, what I love about the folks here, we have two women here. If you're a man, you're hit with divorce, you've got Dana and Jacqueline to call and put their expertise to work for you as a man in a divorce situation. We have Don Duncan for your car, and we have Mr. Electric of Montgomery, an incredible company that hires only master electricians. So when you call Mr. Electric, and by the way, they provide upfront pricing, whether you need them to install something or repair something, they assess and give you the exact price before they start. I love the fact that when Mr. Kirkland, who was the master technician, electrician that came to our house, put a mat down by the front door, wiped his feet, put covers over his shoes, and any of the work that he did, they cleaned that up. So all they leave you with is a great result. These are the best at what they do. So if you don't have a name and a number, a go-to electrician, remember Mr. Electric. You can look them up online at MrElectric.com and then /Montgomery. Or call them directly at 269-8886. 269-8886. I recommend these folks with the highest level of confidence. Do not, knowing what we've seen with our buddy Rick Walker and Mr. Sandman and the way their lives are turned inside out by electrical fires, don't let a situation exist, especially if you have an older home. It's always good to get a checkup, if nothing else. That's 269-8886. Traffic, weather, and then we're back.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, that accident on 85 northbound just past Ann Street, still there, but traffic is moving through there a little bit now. It's not nearly as bad as it was. Be careful right there. Everything else looks good. The rest of 85 is all clear. Nothing on 65, the Boulevard Atlanta Highway. 31s are all clear. The Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter is overstocked with Camrys. Many are still under factory warranty. Others are certified pre-owned. The Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We are headed into a January thaw for a few days, and that means some milder temperatures, and that will get a lot of people smiling again. Tonight, though, it looks like another freeze, probably the last freeze for a while. Clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 30. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, a little warmer. We'll be at least in the upper 50s, probably around 60 before all is said and done. Then on Sunday, the warming trend continues, high in the middle 60s and sunshine. Then showers and thunderstorms back with us on Monday. Boy, we need the rain. High around 64, back to dry weather on Tuesday. Our free weather app keeps you on top of weather changes before they happen all the time. Go to the App Store, get it on your phone today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Up 32% during President Trump's first year in office. That is the best first year performance since FDR. But that isn't giving shoppers a boost, at least not right now. Consumer confidence dropping in January. It was expected to rise a bit. People aren't sure when they could be feeling the impact of those tax cuts. We'll see. Meantime, you are continuing to pay more at the pump to start the year. Gas prices rising again this week. The national average for regular unleaded now at $2.54 a gallon, up more than 20 cents from this time last year. And free shipping with Amazon is going to cost you more money. The online retailer hiking its monthly membership fee for its Prime delivery service nearly 20% to $12.99. But if you have an annual membership, the price stays at $99 a year. With a Fox Business Report, I'm David Asman.
At Progressive, we think your handbag business with the reversible top notch is top notch. In fact, there's no other notch at the tippity top your top notch doesn't top. But even at the top, you didn't stop. You copped Progressive Business Insurance. With over 40 years of expertise helping non-stop and top notchers notch spots at the top. Now, break out your stopwatch and hopscotch to ProgressiveCommercial.com. Because this is one opportunity you don't want to botch. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
You've seen those cute little girls on TV telling you to call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. It's time to call Chad and get your heating unit checked out today. If you need a new unit, call Chad today. Call 264-6464. Why pay retail when you can buy direct? Free. No obligation estimates or second opinions. See Drake on the web at chadsacdirect.com and save $25 on any repair. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Big money. Call 264-6464. Like the girls say.
Call Dad. No, Ella. Call Chad.
No other vehicle quite matches the safety and confidence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLE, so we're comparing it to a quarterback. A quarterback's offensive line protects him from every angle. The GLE has radar systems and ultrasonic sensors for complete coverage. A quarterback can get penalized for delaying the game. If you delay, you'll miss this great offer. There's never been a better time to experience the security and intelligence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLE. Lease the 2018 GLE 350 for $599 a month for 36 months with $5,223 due at signing. Test drive one today. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through January 31st, 2018. Some equipment described as optional. See Operator's Manual for additional information and warnings. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 227 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or call 334-277-5700.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Football Films presents Tom Brady's Injured Hand. One of a quarterback's biggest assets is his hands. And on championship weekend, you can't afford a boo-boo on your ham hooks. tragedy strikes, never mind not being able to take a football snap, how will Brady run his manly fingers through his beautifully coiffed hair? Can he still strike those manly poses where he pretends to throw a football in Under Armour ads? How will he shake his finger while yelling at his offensive coordinator? How will he wave to his adoring fans and then the adoring hecklers right next to them? Yes, the Patriots faithful may never recover from Tom Brady's injured hand.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's always a happier happy hour when we have Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson with us in the studio. Joey is home getting over the flu, so...
Joey!
You do what the doctor says, and we hope to see him back with us on Monday. Just before the break, we saw an announcement that Hulk Hogan is considering a run for Senate.
I can't even. I literally cannot.
And he'll win. Like, that's the thing. It's like he's got such a good chance of winning.
Do you remember the television show?
Who he is.
With, like, him and his wife.
It was, what was it called?
Something with Hogan.
It was
Hogan
on, like, MTV.
Something ridiculous.
I'll Google it.
Please
we could,
Google.
We could pretend like I didn't watch it.
You probably binged watched it, like everything else.
I did not binge watch, but I definitely did watch it.
Dana's my go-to for the binge watching. Like, I appreciate her opinions on it.
Well,
what was the Hogan show? And it was, like, ridiculous. And they were, like, in their house,
so, like,
and they didn't
Brooke
have any
tried
problems.
To get, like, a recording Hogan contract.
Knows Hogan knows best.
I knew it had Hogan in it. Brooke, like, tried to get, like, a recording contract, and she's, like, 6'1"?
Yeah.
6'2"?
Her and Jay Wow are, like, BFF. Look at me with the Jersey Shore reference.
Well, and then Whoa. Wasn't there a tape? One of those?
Yeah, there's a sex tape.
Yeah.
In South Florida, actually,
you know,
they tried it.
But he successfully sued Gawker and, like, shut them down.
Yeah.
I mean, he successfully sued them for releasing that video and essentially bankrupted them.
But wasn't the woman, like, married to his best friend or something?
Yeah,
like, it was
woman,
something really sketchy.
I think the woman, like, knew that it was recording and, like, the best friend knew.
For some reason, though, a number
like
of things.
Like, extortion?
Yeah, I mean, it was. And, like, he, like, successfully... sued everybody.
A number of things have come up this afternoon that happened before Dana was born, and I had mentioned that...
Like Hulk Hogan being popular.
Well, I was his corner man at a match in Miami. Now,
stop.
I know some of my listeners... Hang on, my listeners are going to want me to do the normal intro.
Here's another lame-ass story from Greg Dudell.
In 1986, he was coming to Miami for a match at the Knight Center, and I was on the air, and I had a giant audience, and I was saying, this is, you know, such crap, it's fake, it's all BS, I don't know why people watch this, and blah, blah, blah. I get a call from him. I think he was in his...
From actual Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Watch out.
Hey. he didn't threaten me or anything like that. He said, hey, buddy, I understand you think this is all fake.
Can y'all imagine a conversation between Greg Budell and Hulk Hogan?
I answered
How deep those voices would be going back and forth.
I answered him in a very manly way. I said, well, yeah, I'm sorry, but I do. And he said, I'll tell you what, buddy, I'm going to let you be my corner man when I come to Miami.
So what exactly does a corner man do for fake wrestling?
Well, are you, like, wiping sweat beads off his brow? Like, that's what I'm envisioning.
I'm imagining, like, the little squirt bottle. Like, he's, like, opening his mouth and you're just squirting in it.
The last thing I wanted to do was make physical contact with a gigantic man wearing a pair of yellow panties. Okay? It looked like he had a marble
So what did you do?
Well, because it is theatrics, it's entertainment, I needed to have some kind of a motif, so I just had a little cyst removed from my left facial cheek, and I had a bandage over it. My newsman was telling me I looked hideous, and so my name became Scarface. So
every corner man needs a motif.
Well, I still had the bandage, so when he came to town, I went to a costume shop and got a
matching leotard.
No. Although then I could have pulled that look off then. A roaring 20s zoot suit kind of mob.
Stop. Stop it right now.
Pinstripe. Yeah, I did.
We need a picture.
Like a zoot suit?
Yeah, it looked like a gangster.
Stop.
What?
Like, so, I'm envisioning Nelly in my head right now with you with your little facial band-aid and your, like, pinstripe suit. Please tell me you had a hat. Didn't
I get mistaken for Nelly all the time.
Picture or didn't happen.
Well,
there's a picture somewhere.
Actually, there probably is, but I don't have any.
I'm going to Google this.
Yeah,
there's got to be a
photo. No, you'll see that. If you Google Greg Biddle, Hulk Hogan, Miami, there is a story online that you'll pull up.
Because Greg Googles it once a week. Just
no,
to see
I
if it's
don't.
Boosted in the search results.
To bump
no,
it up.
No, I don't do that. I'm not that kind of hawk show toast. It just gives me a lot of good stories to tell. So here's what I learned. First of all, I was deeply disheartened by the language used by the little boys that were there watching this thing. There was about 20 or 25 feet of space between a temporary fence and the ring. It was supposed to keep the crowd at bay. And these little kids, 8, 9, 10 years old, are dropping F-bombs. Like we were dropping bombs on Germany in World War II. But worse were the grandmothers in the because there was a grandstand right behind where there was standing room, and these little old ladies who probably put pies on their windowsill and make cookies for their grandkids, they're more foul than these little brats are outside the ring. And I'm listening to this cascade of profanity.
And you loved every second of it.
No, I was disheartened.
Disheartened. Jacqueline. This article says that you're a converted Hulkamaniac.
I am.
Yeah. It has, yeah. And apparently he was 6'8", 302 pounds. Wow.
He was large. I was, you know, standing next to him. I've always was pretty, what?
Your quote on here. But I hate wrestling, Budell says. This is therapy for me. I'm trying to rise above my own feelings for this.
Aren't you proud of me?
I am.
Does that count since you work with men that have...
And you said that he was a really nice guy.
He was. He was very nice to me and didn't give me any grief on sight. The thing that was disgusting was the politician. The mayor of Miami Beach was there with a key to the city and just pandering away, sucking up for votes. That was pretty disgusting. No, it was
what politicians do.
It was a fun experience, you know. But I learned two things. One, the referee is not there to enforce rules. He's there to tell them what the next move is going to be.
Really?
He's the choreographer. So when he's down there whispering, I overheard him. You know, they had names like football signals. Rollover double is next. And that's what they would do. They would do that move.
Isn't it crazy that that's called pro wrestling, but then, like, amateur wrestling, when people actually wrestle,
yeah,
like amateur wrestling? Is that not backwards to anybody else?
I've never really, in most instances, I've never, because the last thing I've ever wanted to do was, you know, like, pick up another guy and slam him on the ground or get on top of him.
It's illegal to lie on the radio.
I don't want to touch
For the record, that's not true.
I don't want to touch anybody's sweaty, hairy parts. I'm just, no thanks. Not interested. So anyway, there was that. And then the ring itself, now I don't know if it's changed, but when they did these big bomb drop moves, like off the turnbuckle, jumping off the ropes and stuff, the ring had about a good foot of give in it in the center. Yeah.
Well, is it like a big trampoline?
It really was.
And it makes that noise, that pa-pa.
Well, that's the other thing. When they punch each other, they stomp their foot at the same time to make it sound like they're really hitting each other. But I didn't see any blood.
So I Googled this. Wrestling move names. Backbreaker. Brainbuster. Chokeslam. Cutter. Facebuster. Neckbreaker. Pile driver.
Well, I heard of the pile driver.
Yeah, that's... Look at this...
Unsolicited comment.
Where's Rich Thomas when I need him?
Boy, look at the time.
Yeah, as we close in on 5. How late do you get you guys to stay and play today?
I'm good until you finish, but Jacqueline's got to pick up the baby from daycare.
No, made arrangements. We're good.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Wonderful.
Planned ahead.
All right, we're 5 minutes before 8. Any questions on pro wrestling? 272-9228.
I'm an expert now.
Peyton Jolly answering the phone in Joey's absence today. And, hey, by the way, if you have a new driver in the family and you need to get a vehicle so they can take it to school or wherever they need to go, and you're on a budget, let me recommend that you at least check out Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars first. That's what we did. When Sho got his license, we wanted to get him something that he could call his own, and we found, we went over to see Tip Tames. You heard about Tip for years on Dan Morris. Okay. They have a whole category of vehicles, cars available under $10,000. And it was kind of funny because Tip said, I got the perfect deal for you. We had let him know we were shopping in the $5,000 range, or hoping to keep it at that. And I thought, well, okay, so maybe we'll have to spend $6,000 or $7,000. But no, what he found for us was a Saturn that was in unbelievable condition. 41,000 original miles, a body with a perfect vehicle history. We eventually fixed that. And then an engine that has delivered reliable driving miles ever since. And that, and we got it for $3,800. So we wound up spending a lot less than we had budgeted for. And we were so happy with that outcome that Mrs. Ritterbuttle now has her Nissan Juke, which was the car that she really had her heart set on. And now I see they must have sold one of the group today, because there were 17 there this morning, 16 now. It's a real diverse selection, everything from SUVs. They got that Volvo XC wagon. That's $6,400. That's an excellent vehicle for a new driver. Toyota Camry, if you're looking more in the sedan line, a Honda Accord. And everything, the most expensive car in the whole group is $7,400. Many of these cars available at monthly payments under $50. So see Tip of the team at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, or online at jackingramsignatureusedcars.com. Fox News in a few.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros during our Ready to Refresh event. Save up to $40 on American Standard toilets and save $10 on a Delta Brush Nickel two-handle bath faucet, now just $39. Save yourself some time by ordering online at lowesforpros.com and pick it up at our pro desk. Faucet offer valid through 1/28/18. Toilet offer valid through 3/18/18. See store for details.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back